Now, one little thing we need to jump into before we round off is investment on the coast, because on Friday of last week, you and myself, actually, Thursday, I should say, attended a bridge inauguration and also a little walk in the Paseo Marítimo. And yes, basically, these are two of the projects which have been long wanted and long waited for, which are actually now coming to fruition. Although it's taken a long time, these things are actually happening. And that shows that investment, to some extent, perhaps not enough, is coming to the coast.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it was nice to see those two projects being finished off and an improved Paseo Marítimo, seaside walk in Punta Prima, and this very necessary bridge over the motorway between Villamartín and the new commercial centre. It's very nice to see them being finished, and two important additions to the scenery of Orihuela Costa being realised. I would only say, and it's not sour grapes really, because I don't want to take any credit away from those two important things, but the money for these two projects came from the obligations which developers had when they did their developments, the major one being the Lathenia Boulevard Commercial Centre. They had an obligation to build that footbridge over the motorway so that people wouldn't have to risk their lives dodging traffic over the road bridge. And it's obviously in their interest too, because it leads directly into the parking of the boulevard, the new shopping centre. But it didn't come out of the budget of Orihuela Town Hall. Neither did the improvements in the walkway in Punta Prima. That came out of funds which a developer had to agree to put for investments. And the reality is, I know the government is in difficulties and they can't present a budget, otherwise it would get mauled by the majority in opposition, but the government did sell land in Orihuela Costa in order to make investments, and they said Orihuela Costa would get 40% of the proceeds from those land sales. Well, we haven't seen anything yet, and what we've seen, welcome as it is, doesn't come out of the budget. It doesn't represent people who pay their taxes, and we pay them on a major scale in Orihuela Costa, proportionately more than they pay in Orihuela City, but we're not getting a return in terms of investments made from the town hall budget. And that's why I'm a little bit critical of the situation, and it's good to welcome improvements, but we certainly need more improvements.
Indeed, and as you say, the money for these, the bridge and the walkway, has come from elsewhere. I mean, some people have said, for example, oh, that's all very well having a new paseo, but what about the school, etc.? But again, the funding for the new school is completely outside the control of the town hall.
Yes, I mean, it's good to see that they're finishing off another bridge over the same motorway, but at the level of this new secondary school which is being built, and hopefully that will be finished before too long. And there was a piece of good news in the press recently about money coming from Valencia for a new primary school, which is badly needed in Orihuela Costa, where the kids have been in porter cabin classrooms for years and years, if not decades. So gradually things are improving. I still see so often that unfinished emergency services centre when I go past that road, and I think, what a crying shame that is, that it's been paralysed for years and years now, at least 2 years, and it's half finished. It wouldn't take much of an effort to get it finished. But again, Valencia, and it's the Popular Party which controls the government in Valencia, they won't release the funds or get on with finding contractors. And the police in Orihuela Costa, the local police, are crammed into the basement of the town hall. Nobody's got enough room. And we don't have a police station open 24 hours a day. For a population which is much bigger than Pilar's, and which goes from 30,000-odd in normal times to 250,000 in the summer. And still, the police station after 5 o'clock in the evening is a mobile phone in one of the patrol cars. It's a terrible situation. And I think, you know, these are the things which people have to be aware of, to realise that we're not yet getting a proper, fair deal from the government of Orihuela.
In touch, in tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.